Okay, the third stickle over here in Parshas Nusai. Yisro Hashem Puna Varlecha V'Yisro Hashem L'chus Shuloi. Pusik in Berchus Kayanim. Yisro Hashem Puna Av, the Hebrish is Noise Punim. Hebrish is Noise Punim V'Klal Yisro. The Hebrish should be Noise Punim. In other words, it's an Indian from the Seed Punim is an Indian of forgiveness and look away from a person's faults. V'yaseim l'cha shalom. The Hebrish should give Yidin shalom. Easy to be more than more said to him. Brochus of Chofa with base. More has to shy the Vachi. They have to put him the Yisruel. Shekhsat Zalem Betoide, the Chalt of Savatu, the Rachta of Shaman Kechel. Behem Medaktikim, Alasmam, Ad Kazai, Ad Kabait, Ad Kabai. Come over there, says that the Abish is not noisy upon him. So Pasuk states, there's no mass upon him, but the Eibishter is no likicha shoycha. The Eibishter is not nice upon him for anyone. The Eibishter doesn't take shoycha from anyone. Right? The Gemara says, more fresh ashayla. He's saying that, he's saying that, over here it says, Yisra Hashem upon him v'lecho. Yosem l'cha shalom. The Eibishter is nice upon him. And for the Gemara, the Eibishter says, "Look, Chilay Es, upon him, Yisrael, Shekasavti Lem Batoyre. How could I not be nice upon him for Klal Yisrael?" And Chlam says, "Yisrael, upon him, Leim Leikach Shoychad." But for Yidden is different. How could I not be nice upon him for Klal Yisrael? I wrote in the Torah, "V'chalta v'savata v'rachta v'sham alikech." When a person eats and he becomes full, savata, he has a sviya, he becomes full. Uveirachta as Hashem alikech. And he gives a bracha for the Eibishter. Then he benches the Ribbono Shel Olam. After he eats and he becomes full. V'hei medaktikim al atzmam, at kezayis, at kebeyeh. When the Yidin medaktik, even when they eat a kezayis and a kebeyeh, they already make birchas hamazon. They don't wait for kedei sviya to become full. Even if they're not full, if they have a kezayis or a kebeyeh already, they're ready on mevorech birchas hamazon. So if the Yidin are makbid upon themselves, the machmir, to bench the Eibishter even on less than the Kedei Sviya, so how could I not be nice upon him? As I state, the Gemara Bracha. It's a very, very, very Tamuadigi Gemara. It's very Sapele, the ganze Gemara. First of all, what's the Teretz? You said, oh, Yisuf on him, Likach Shoichah, the Eibishter is not nice upon him, so all of a sudden the Eid are different. How could I not be nice upon him? You are nice upon him, that means. What are you saying? The Eibishter is not nice upon him. The Eibishter is nice upon him.
It's upon him in bribing.
No, that's upon him in you're holding in. You hold back from being angry.
And the second shail over here is
not
that
upon him.
He's bribing over here. Kilo, that's upon him, we sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
And the second shail over here is that it says over here that Yidna Medaktik al Atzmamat Kezai is not Kebeye. So that's the reason why the Eibishter is not nice upon him. That's the reason why the Eibishter is nice upon him for the Yidin. What's the Shaykhis Dafke with this Chumre? So the Yidna Makbid Dafke by Berchus HaMozen. You can have upon many things that the Yidin make on Machme upon themselves more than the Shura Sadin, the Dulaf Nime Shura Sadin. The Yidin are Machme over here, the Machme in different Zachen, different Halachas, and they may have Kepedis. Why dafki do we chapa on the Indian that the Yidna medaktik alatzim at kezayis at kebeyed? Even by kezayis at kebeyed, they bench birchas hamazon. That's the reason why the Eibishter is nice upon him for Yidin. Because if chila yes upon him, how could I not be nice upon him? Why dafki this chumre that the Yidin are machm upon themselves? These are the two shaylas. Look to my shleich hazoi. Go inim bezeh. Ki be'emez ein ha-maichl mechayas odom. The maichl is not mechay the person. The person eats something.
I'm sorry. How do you touch in the Gemara when it says "kilo es upon him lisrael"? How do you touch that?
The kilo es upon him lisrael is a charge that I shouldn't be nice upon him for the Eden. I wrote the Torah of Chalda v'Savata v'Rachta, and they make they bench even less because I.
No. But just asking. All about this. How do you touch nice upon him over there? Kilo es upon
him lisrael.
Yeah.
Could I not be nice upon him for the Eden?
What's nice upon him? How are you touching that?
Nois upon him usually means to look away from a person's faults. Nois upon him, it literally means when a person carries his face. In other words, he shows you a smiling face. His face is lifted up to you. That's Nesias upon him, which means that a person looks away from a person's faults and smiles towards you. Lifts up, it's a Nesias upon him. He's nois upon him to you. It can be nois upon him on the person that's looking, or it can be nois upon him on the person that's being looked at. But either way, it means that a person looks away from another person's faults and is only focused on the good, and everything is okay, don't worry about anything, no problem. That's called Nesias upon him.
So what's the steer again between that and Yis Hashem upon him alecha?
The pasuk states, lo yis upon him, lo yikach shoychat. There's a pasuk that the Eibush is not nice upon him and he doesn't take shoychat. The Eibush goes al pi din, im tematzei adin, like we say in the piyut on the Rosh Hashanah, im kippur. Tematzei, the Eibush is the moitzei din, the Eibush does the din mamish, the mishpat, the tzedek. There's no giving in, there's no being mevatzed, there's no looking away. As this state in pasuk, lo yis upon him, lo yikach shoychat. Yeah.
So who says that the Meshlech is bothered with that stira?
No, the Gemara Brachos is bothered with that stira.
Oh, you mean this continuation of it, which is Kiles upon him?
Yeah, Kiles upon him is already in the middle of the Gemara. That's the beginning of the Gemara. There's a stira between the two psukim. Don't say Yis Hashem upon him, and don't say Yis upon him. How does it work? And for the Gemara that the Abishah said, I'm not nice upon him usually, but by Klai, so how could I not be nice upon him? But for the Eden, I'm adacting upon him. So, at Kazai, at Kabet. In fact, the Meir Shaloyach, what Shaykh is asking this paid of at Kazai, at Kabet? Why does this bring out the Abishah can't be nice upon him? Why don't we have any other Chumra, any other Kabet of the Eden on Akbet? What's that, this thing over here? That's one Shaykh. The other Shaykh is, other child is, what's the terrorist attack? So the mice, you are nice upon him. Or you're saying you're not nice upon him. B'schiyah nice upon him. You're saying the Eden are different. But he said, Lo yis upon him, he's not nice upon him. So how are you mad with that? That's for Goyim, not for Eden. It's a stickle missing over here in the Gemara. That's what the Meir Shloyach is bothered by these two shilas. The Meir Shloyach, Hazoi, when the person eats, the Meir is not Machayah Sodom. It's not the food that's giving sustaining the person, that's giving softness to the person. It's the moist be Hashem. It's the likus, the get machai, the godliness that's within the Michael, that's what's machai the person. That's you do have a state of form magdoshim, that the moist be Hashem from everything is machai. The likus that's within the Michael, that gives the person koyches. Va'meivim b'shar shoy. Someone that's maven to the shoydish, to the roots, will yashgich ala gvan, and won't look only on the chitonis on the outside. Oz roya b'kazayis gamkein as a moitzi bi Hashem. Even the kazayis, he sees the Eibush, he doesn't see the kazayis, it's a small piece of bread. He sees the likus that's within that kazayis, and there's a likus that's there, even my kazayis also. He sees the likus, he sees the Eibush, the one that gives him the food, the Eibush is the one that gives him sustenance, the Eibush is machai, the person. He ain't hefesh ben kazayis, the kik a godl. There's no chalik between a kazayis or a big kikor, a big loaf of bread. That's shot that the yid is a mizboinin to the shoydish. He looks away from the chitonius. He looks only to the pnimius. To the moitz pi Hashem, must look beyond the chitonius. He looks to the pnimius. And that's why he's able to make birchas amazon even on kazayis. Because he's, when he makes birchas amazon, bench to Ebishtev, and able to get them the mazon, it's because he's makir that it's not a chalik how much you eat. It's a chalik that is a likus that's being machai the person. And at that likus, even on the kazayis, he's already benching to the Baruch Shalom because it's already a likus. He already got a chiyas in a likus. Maybe he's not sorveya, but he got a chiyas in a likus, and at that itself he's benching. L'chein gam Hashem Yisborach b'sham b'midah b'midah, the Ebershev pays up also midah b'midah. Right? What does that mean? The Ebershev pays up midah b'midah. He says, ki b'me'emes, bo'ayim b'gloinim t'shum kaf et l'Hashem Yisborach. There's never kaf or the Eibush against Klal Yisrael, right? All these, but they never have kas. The Yisrael megala Hashem Yisbarach. So I'm the tuboy. So I nimta et l'shem kas ki a kas urak lefonim. Sometimes we see that the Eibush has kas. It's only on the outside. But the inside, the oimik from the Rebbeinu Shloim is toiv v'chesed. It's all good. So everything is good. There's no cast on the inside. And for Klai Yisrael, the Eibush is Megale, the Pneumius from the Eibush Shal Olam. Alts is Toif, the Eibush doesn't have cast on the Eden. Zel Mida Bemida, Shekamoy Shagov Shal Yisrael, Absha Oid Ein Yisrael. Just like the Guf from the Yid, even though it's not full yet, Mekol Mokam Mara Asmai Betoif, Kilu Usareyam, he benches the Eibush as if he's full, because he realizes there's a Likus over there. Acha Shehaven Bemoitzi Pi Hashem, Shehera Lo Yashem Yisbarach Oiroi, upon him Sayach HaKos, the Eibush showed him his Lichtigkeit, with a smiling face that he gave him, even like his eyes he gave him. It's as if his goof was also surveya. Even though the mice on the outside is not, everything is not mevuri 100%. He's down the hearts, the life in the Eden. The inside is full of ahava to the Bani Shalom. After any mevurir oid al peula, Marla Hashem Yisbach nesias ponim. The Eibush shows him nesias ponim and made all of kilu nizbaru b'chol yicholtam af al peula, even on the peula as well. So nice, it's a shtickle sausam, it's a shtickle, it's missing a shtickle with the Mesh Loich is saying over here. So what's going on over here? The Eibush, the Yid benches the Bani Shalom, even though he's not full because he's delikus. What's going on over here? So nice, this shtickle Mesh Loich is only understood with a few shticklech together. He takes us to a chedik, I think, on the bottom over here. I don't remember. Let me see over here. The other, he takes us to a few of them on the bottom over here. If you have a chedik base, you can take a look in Mesechtas Brachas in the back over here, Mesechtas Brachas. Over there, he has a shtickle over here, and over there, he adds on a moedige insight into the shtickle. It's the Avchof on the base. Vorne steht Omru Malachi Ashoz of Nea Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Kosev B'Soyo Secho steht in the Torah Deine steht Asher Lo Yitzah Ponim V'Lo Yikach Shoichat V'Halo Yafe Noisei Ponim L'Yisro Yinoisei Ponim V'Chsev Yitzah Hashem Ponim V'Elecho Om Alehem Zeheb Shetoldim Alochim V'Chidei Yitzah Ponim L'Yisro V'Chsev Tilem Torah V'Chalte V'Savot V'Rachtas Hashem L'Nikecho V'Hem Bedakt Kem Alatsim Mamat Kezad Kebe'azad Kebe'ya. Everything is emes. Everything is bemishpot. What does it mean? Only after the svia, only after the person is full, then he benches the Eibush. Even though he's not full yet, He starts already to be Makatoy for the Eibush. But Oymish was Saveh, he said he's full, Mubarak Hashem is Barach. He says he's full already, even though he's not full yet. Also, doesn't explain 100%. Because he's from Medrash, Rabbe, and Sanchume, Adam, Yisrael, Yoshev, a person, a Yid sits, who, Vonov, of Nevonov, the end of Nen, they only have Kdei Svi, the Noisen, Liponim, and Mubarakim. The noise upon the Eibush, we're full, and we want to bench you already, even though we're not full. Behind the Mepnei, so the Hid Meshlech adds on a line. Behind the Mepnei, so Nasa Soveya Beretzoyin Hashem Yisborach, Sheroya Beretzoyin Lasbiyoy. He becomes full with the Rotsen of the Eibush. He's not full, the Guf is not full, 100%, Echnabi, Gashmi is not full, but there's a mustik that a person has a sphere when he sees the Rotsen of the Eibush is to be Lasbiyah him. When a parent gives his child food, even though it's not 100% enough, right? But the child sees the ahava, the love that was put into this sandwich that the parent gave. It must be, even though it's not 100% must be, but sometimes more must be than taking food from any other place and just eating it. Even though over there you'll get fuller, you'll get full. So, but here there's a certain pneumi that's put into this maichel. There's a certain love from the parent that's put into it. That it gives a gishmak, a hargosha for the kid when he eats it, that he won't find in any other food. So even though it's not going to have a sviya, it's not going to have a sviya 100%. But the yid is margish, the ahava of the Rebbeinu Shalom, like the rain in them. The Eibush must be for every chai. What he must be al? Rotzen. The Meshulech Taich, I think he says, he touches it. The Eibush must be out with Rotzen. He shows that the Eibush must be out by the Mensch, even though the person doesn't have enough, but he feels the geschmackheit in it. He feels the svia, a certain level of svia. It's a pneumatic svia, even though it's not a gashmatic svia, but it's a pneumatic svia. A person feels the Eibishter is taking care of me. The Eibishter has my back. The Eibishter worries about me. The Eibishter gets mechalt. The Rebbe Chanochi used to say over Gemara, which states, he used to say over this, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi Dikaachli Naham Benaham. As it states, that the Bavloim are Tipshim because they eat bread, plain bread, bread and bread. So the Rebbe used to ask him for Stainish. They're Tipshim. You say they're Armalite. They didn't have what to put on the bread. They didn't have butter. They didn't have any dips to dip the bread into, so they have to eat plain bread. Why are they Tipshim for? So the Rebbe used to say the Pshat is, that nishpshat that they're eating bread. That's the chesaron over here. The chesaron over here is that their approach to the plain bread is that it's only plain bread. I don't have anything major. All they have is plain bread. Let me give us a heads up. We eat and we go vayta. I don't have money for anything more than plain bread. So what should I do? I'm shlamav lichonish. But the approach is that it's only plain. That's all it is. So that's tipshus already. We're not talking about the fact that you only have bread to eat, you don't have anything else to put onto the bread. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is the approach. The approaching is as if it's only bread. That's all it is. I have nothing more than bread, only bread. That's a tipshus, because a yid is supposed to approach. Thus, the Eibishter gave me bread. I approach it as if I'm eating a suda shloime b'shaitoi. That's my lot. That's what the Eibishter gave me. That's the moitzipi Hashem that I have. I approach it as if a gvir sits down by a table. It's the same approach. He brought down a bnei soch taitch something more brachas that Amos according to Shema Bav Mishosha only nichnas lechol lepitoy b'melach. He goes in to eat his bread with salt. The bnei soch ask in the sefer Magid Talmud on Maseches Brachas what he eats. Just say when the only goes in to eat. He said the same thing that the Bnei Soch Taish, that his pita b'melach, he's only nichnas lech, he goes in and he sits down and asks a suda, he makes a suda out of it. Even though it's all it is bread and salt. That's all it is. So you think, okay, you stand over here, you wash over here, you stand over here, ask the b'gayt right. This is, he eats it as if it's a suda shloim b'shaitoi. Because the person is fashtet, it's come from the Rebbein Shaloylam, and this is what the Eibishter gives him, he's margish da'ahav, he must be al-chol chai rotzen. Must be his sphere is from the rotsen that the Eibishter puts into it. The Eibishter gives it him. That's the meshloch of his mamshuch over here. On the mele Hashem is when I give a mida v'mida. If the Eibishter sees that the yid is done after the premius, the yid is magish the half of the Eibishter licked in the essen, and he benches the Rebbeinu Shel Olam even on a kazayis v'kebeye. If the Eibishter fits with him mida v'mida, k'shodam poinim l'Hashem is barach. The Eibishter hates the drach. He wants to be made to the drach. He wants to start to fix his ways. Afshein liboy nishlam oid v'shleimus. His heart is not complete. Oim olav Hashem is barach shemole achrav v'shleimus v'hunoyis v'ponim liyisrael. The Eibishter knows v'ponim. The Eibishter says, he's good. He's perfect. Even though it's not 100% perfect on the outside, but the Eibishter says he's still perfect. He looks away from it. He's full with Rotsen Hashem. That's what he's full with. That's what he says over here. That's Yisro the Gemara. Megillah, Bichs, Kehanim, Nikrim, Levitagim, and my time is in the Chesed Yisro. Okay, that's Och, the Rotsen Shavaleva, in the Vada, and Rotsen Shalom, Leva. Okay, that's the shtickle over here. So back to our shtickle over here, Pasha's Nosli. We have a shtickle more of an insight over here in what the Meshulach is trying to say. That it's not pshat you make stala brocha because Isaac Kabei will medaktik even more. We feel a certain sphere. We feel a certain sphere, the Meshulach is trying to say. We feel a certain being full, satiated, not physically maybe the gashmi is the gorilla, we're not 100% full, but we're full with the ahava the Eibishter puts into the food. The rotzen Hashem, which is there, the Eibishter vilns must be azayin, must be alachol chai rotzen. Tzvias Yosef, in this week's parasha, he has mamish a small stickle, whether as the chat can take a look at it, but he's mamish mazbe on the stickle, he's Hashem, ponim elach, he mamish, he brings up the Meshulach, and he's mazbe mamish with these words. He says, the Yisroel Mekabel Zeh, Kazai Zeh, Kebeyeh. He says, the Kol Kach Soveya. he's full already. May ahavas anoisim, from the love of the noisim, which is the Eibishter. The love of the Eibishter, the Eibishter puts into the food. Be'emes yesh lo yisvir mizeh hagargi. He gets full just from this small breckle of food. And meila magil yisrael m'shuras din z'emes yis ponim. He says mamish the meishlach says in pesach v'brach. This what the Eibishter says the kuda is. The kud is that the Yid is margish sviya, because the Yid is margish the primis from the Meichel, the Moitze Pi Hashem. He's margish the Ahavas Anoisen. He's margish the Masbiya Lechol Chai Rotzen Hashem, the Rotzen Masbiyoi. And that's why he makes the brachas. Okay, Ebishai Vazoi, I'm going to look away from the Chetanyas also. I'm going to look at the Levav of the heart, that the Yid's heart is in the right place, because the Yid's heart, Yiddish heart is always in the right place. The mail is agam on the chitoni is not loved out for 100%, but the Yid is okay. He's okay. The Yid, the Yid is beseder, and the mail is not. So that's why it's not called the Tzisponim. It's not called the Tzisponim because the Tzisponim means when you look away. The Yid doesn't look away. The Yid is looking to the Pnimius. That's why it's not called the Tzisponim. What?
Oh. Nothing. I'm sorry.
Look to Meir Shloach. He finishes off over in the shtickle and he says, "V'zehu Yisa Hashem ponu beilecho sheigal alonu Hashem izborach es sisroi ki yidav esholim al amri tomit." The Eibush is megale. The sisroi means the secret of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo has. That the Eibush is alamu medav esholim al amri. That's Yisa Hashem ponu beilecho v'yosem nocho sholim. V'zehu v'yosem nocho sholim. The Eibush is alamu medav esholim al amri, which means the Eibush is always medav esholim. Allah may that Eid now always beseder, it's always good because the Eibishter looks away from the Chitonius, the Eibishter looks at the Pnimius. Whoever has a chance can take a look at the Tveres Achinoichi, the Parash Vayigash. He has, there's two shtiklach over there. There's one shtikl on the Chalta Vasavata Virachta. Imamish brings on the shtikl Meir Shloich over there. And he adds on a Gvaldik and the Kud. I'll just say it over for the Oisavani for the outside, because they probably don't have the safe in front of you. But he says over there that it works best in the same way, he says. Just like the Eibishter gives Sviya, the Eibishter gives Mazoin to the people, and the people, the Yidden, are Medakti, even at Kazayat Vat Kebeye, the Medakti are ready to make Brichas of Mazoin, not Kazayat Vat Kebeye. The Yidden give Mazoin to the Eibishter. Chazal state Yisrael Mefanes and Lavim Shebashamayim. The Eibishter doesn't really need the world, but the Kaviyachal that the Yidden are Mefanes to the Bani Shalolo. Yeah, Eibishter the Vegestalt as Kaviyachal, it's Kvoit Shemayim is Chaser, and it becomes Nishlam, it becomes completed through the Yidden. And with the Yidden Ovid Hashem, they give Mazon to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol. And that Mazon that the Yidden are giving to the Eibishter, he says, is also the Zolbezach. The Yidden are giving maybe not complete things. So it's not Mamish Kadei Sevier. Sometimes it's missing, it's Kazai, it's Kebeye. The Eibishter, just like when I give them Mazon, Kazai, the Kebeye, they already make Brichas of Mazon on it, as if it's a ganze zach, even though it's not Kadei Sviya Mamish, so too, and they give me the Mazon, Yisrael Mevanas and Avim Shebashamayim, the Yidden give me Parnas, the Yidden give me the Mazon that I need, Kaviyachol, obviously, the Eibishter daf nishtam v'klal, but Kaviyachol, the Eibishter gets Mazon v'klal Yisrael, so the Mele is, I look away, even if it's only Kazai, the Kebeye, I look away, that's why it's not called the Sias Ponim. The Sias Ponim is when you have to look away from something that's there. So there's a big problem here. But there's no problem with law. I look at the Gezayis of Kebeye. I look at the Levav of the Levav of the Yidden. There's another stickle over there also. Second to last, the third to last, the second to last stickle in the Pasha. Also, whoever has a chance to take a look. He also brings down the Gemara and Brachas over there, and he's Mazbe, based on the stickle of Meir Shloach also. Okay. I get Nerev Shabbos Yidden. Night gesund.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Can you hear me? Yes?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry. It's one to be myself. Aeneas Daiti Akotin.
Before you say this, but it's Bakant and Tzadikim, important is to call the Shabbos Nuch Shvius. Shabbos noch Shvius is Shabbos noch Shvius. It's noch halb Shvius. The fact that the Shabbos is usually betech Shvius, it's within the Yimei Tashlumen from Shvius. Shabbos noch halb Shvius, the Shabbos was noch halb Tashayach, the Kabbalah Tatoir. Yeah, what do you think?
Lanias Daiti, maybe that's the pshat. When you're saying this shtickle, it's a parshas b'chukosai. So it says, "Ve'achaltem lachmechem lasoiva." So zukt heiligurashi, "Ve'achaltem lachmechem lasoiva." Oichel kima v'meyav. And Balturim says, "Lasoiva." The word the gematria means afila oichel kima. So it fits in very nice, the shtickle you said.
Yeah, very good.
That's the broad, physical aspect. But you have a little bit, you hop around the Elikus Shabbai. Some Amelia Savea, even by a.
Yeah.